John chapter 16. These things I have spoken to you, so that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time comes, that whoever kills you, will think that he offers service to Elohim. And these things they will do to you because they have not known the Father, nor me. But these things I have told you, so that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I did not say to you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, where do you go? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I depart, for if I do not go away, the Comforter will not come to you, but if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak from himself, but whatever he shall hear, that he will speak, and he will show you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will receive from what is mine, and will show it to you. All things that the Father has are mine, therefore I said, that he will take what is mine, and show it to you. A little while, and you shall not see me, and again, a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father. Then some of his disciples said among themselves, what is this that he says to us, a little while, and you shall not see me, and again, a little while, and you shall see me, and because I go to the Father? They said therefore, what is this that he says, a little while? We cannot tell what he says. Now Yeshua knew that they were desirous to ask him, and said to them, do you inquire among yourselves of that which I said, a little while, and you shall not see me, and again, a little while, and you shall see me? Truly, truly, I say to you, that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice, and you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman when she is in travail has sorrow, because her hour has come, but as soon as she delivers the child, she no more remembers the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. And you now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and no man takes your joy from you. And in that day you will ask me nothing. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, so that your joy may be full. These things I have spoken to you in Proverbs, but the time comes when I shall no more speak to you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly concerning the Father. At that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you, that I will pray to the Father for you. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came from Elohim. I came forth from the Father, and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world, and go to the Father. His disciples said to him, behold, now you speak plainly, and speak no proverb. Now we are sure that you know all things, and do not need that any man should ask you. By this we believe that you came from Elohim. Yeshua answered them, do you now believe? Behold, the hour comes, and has even now come, that you shall each be scattered to his own, and shall leave me alone, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.